Well, it's been a while since we have featured an update on one of Michigan State University's crown jewels, and things have never been busier for MSU Ag Bioresearch. Back with us is Dr. Doug Buehler, Assistant Vice President of Research and Graduate Studies at Michigan State. He's also Director of MSU Ag Bioresearch, and we're going to get an update. Doug, too long between visits, man.
Well, it's great to be back. I always enjoy these conversations.
Let's remind our listeners, I mean, they hear the spots on the program and what have you, but a little bit about MSU Ag Bioresearch. What do you do? What's your mission?
Well, our mission essentially within the university is we're kind of the hub of the food, agriculture, and a lot of the natural resources research that goes on at the university. So our job is to really help a lot of really bright, motivated faculty address research in our mission. And also another big part of what we do is that we have oversight for the research center network that's scattered about the state that helps us serve the very diverse agriculture and natural resource industries of Michigan.
Yeah, this is an unusual case. People would think of MSU Ag Bioresearch as maybe without knowing would be campus-based. Talk a little bit more about the centers around the state.
Yeah, well, that's a really big part of what we do because, as we've talked about many times, Michigan has the second most diverse agriculture in the country. And agriculture and the production of food and fiber is very place-based activity. And so it's really important for us to have research facilities in key growing areas of the state so we can address critical issues, whether it's a new pest, whether it's new plant varieties, all of these things that go into this diverse agriculture. If we can't conduct early research and weed out the things that don't work from the things that do work before we deliver them and through our close collaborations with MSU Extension and the industry, we really can't do our job without those facilities.
When people hear the word ag bioresearch, the ag, then the bio, a lot of people have a tendency to think, well, your primary service is to the agricultural industry, mm-hmm. but that's too narrow a perspective. Why is your work so important to someone who might be listening to this program down in Wayne or Oakland County?
Well, I could give you a number of examples, but probably a very timely one right now is that we're also very involved in food safety research and extension and outreach and education. And with the for things like the romaine lettuce issue that we've just experienced, we have people that are actively working to understand why those things happen, but more important, how do we prevent those things from happening in the future when we have this very far-flung food system and moving food around and processing things and all of the things that go into maintaining a safe food supply when it comes from all over the world in very rapid movement of a vast array of products.
And food affects all of us and everybody listening to this program. But in other areas, Great Lakes, water, energy, mm-hmm. you're doing things across the board. And in each and every case, there's ongoing research that directly impacts every citizen of the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and we're very proud of that. I mean, that really goes back to our roots, of the beginnings of Michigan State University. We do, as one of my predecessors, as director, used to say, we do fundamental research with an intended outcome. Mm-hmm. And so what our role is to really try to take the most cutting-edge science, whether it's genetics, whether it's microbiology, whether it's social science techniques, to try to use that science to solve real-world problems.
Yeah, you actually, MSU Ag Bio was interdisciplinary before the word interdisciplinary became popular, and you continue even more so.
Well, that's a part of my job that I really enjoy. One of the things that I do is to try to have a knowledge of campus, the whole breadth of what we do, and when we have these very complex problems, how do you bring different pieces from across campus together and help that group of people come together in new ways to solve what are very complicated problems? I mean, if these things were simple, we'd have figured them out a long time ago. And you think about the issues that we have that relate to how people perceive science and so on, and how do we integrate social science and community issues and all of that with science that's sometimes very controversial these days? It gets to be a real challenge, but it's a very fun thing to do every day to try to get all these smart people to come around to look at these problems in new ways.
And expand your horizons well beyond where you started out in academia.
Yeah, that seems like a long time ago, I guess. So, yeah.
My guest is Dr. Douglas Buehler. He is the director of MSU Ag Bioresearch. Speaking of interdisciplinary and food, let's swing back to a key initiative that you've been involved with for some time now. we've had the pleasure of talking about it on this program several times, but it's Food at MSU. For those who may not be familiar, tell us what it is.
Well, it's really started out with, we really gave this a lot of thought, because we really look at it, one of the major things that this institution has always stood for has been related to food. And things have really changed, but the basic mission around this institution is still very important. But one of the things that the way the program has evolved, at least in its early stages, is as we look at what's going on, and we began to feel that people really don't have a very good understanding of where their food comes from, and that we probably assume that people understood things more than they do. And one of the things that we found out in some of our own work and from really viewing some of the literature out there is that we're not viewed as being very good listeners. We say, just listen to us. If you understood us, you'd love us. And if you look at the trends, it's not working. And I've been at this for a long time, and I start really thinking about now, we're not doing what we want to do here. Do we need to step back and look at some of these things in new ways?
And you're doing that, and a couple of things. You're doing these round tables where people are talking. I think you call it our table, where people are talking about food issues. You're also doing some survey work. Talk about social science. Did you ever think you'd be doing survey work at some point in your career?
No, I don't think I ever thought I'd be a pollster or whatever it is. But I tell you, it has really been revealing, and it's really helped us, because we can sit here and talk about, you know, why don't people understand genetic modification? Why don't they understand CRISPR or all these kind of things? But if they don't have a basic understanding of the science that underpins that and why we would do these things in the first place, how can we expect people to understand? You talk about, you know, maybe scary words like titanium dioxide. Well, does it hurt you or doesn't it? But if you don't understand why something like that might be in your food in the first place, it becomes almost a moot point. Why would you put it in there anyway? And so I think we're realizing that we need to back up a little bit and realize that not everybody thinks about this stuff all day, every day like we do. They have very complicated lives. They do other things. And we have to accept that. It's not negative or positive. It's just the reality of we need to relook at how we're helping to educate people to understand these things.
And compounding the problem, all the misinformation out there available now on the internet like never before, and people's quick access. I mean, most people only spend 30 or 45 seconds on a site when they make a hit, and who knows what they're getting, and there's no way to verify the information.
And that's a real, I mean, I think that that's an area where, you know, science has struggled, because, you know, you're a scientist, Kurt. You know that, you know, the process that we use to verify and all of these things, it's really important, but we're so far behind what can happen, and that we've got to figure out somehow to respond to that, to be playing in that field with other information. And so that's been a real struggle for us, because, you know, scientists love their data and they want to make sure that it's right. And that takes a lot of time. And unfortunately, the way the world moves now, that's not a system that always works real well, because we're kind of always behind. And I don't know what the solution is, but we need to relook at it and really start by looking in the mirror and examining some of the things we're doing and looking at new ways to do it to help people, because that's our job ultimately, is to help people understand these things and help to make their lives better.
So the food at MSU, as it continues, is sort of an evolving process. The recommendations for getting at this education, consumer interaction and what have you, a lot of that will be down the road?
Yeah, we're trying to learn as we go. Mm-hmm. And this has been, as someone who's a little bit closer to the end of his career than the beginning, working with these young people who understand modern communication methods and messaging and data, I don't know what they call it, some of this stuff, we really need to take a hard look at that, because that's how people consume their information these days. That's how they learn. And we've got to figure out how to do a better job of getting into that game, or it's not good for any of us.
Let's turn to another topic. The reauthorization of the Farm Bill is being discussed now in Washington. That's always a very interesting and complicated process. That's very important to MSU AgBio.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the big part of it that's important to us is that many of the very important research programs that we depend on are authorized and funded through the Farm Bill. And so we are trying to be very active and watch this very closely. We're very fortunate here in Michigan to have Senator Stabenow now as the ranking member, but she's really very keen on what the needs are for MSU and for the Michigan industry, and so we're certainly very fortunate to be at the table. But there's also a lot of important programs around, the supplemental nutrition, the other farm programs, dairy support, all of these things that come together to help support the industry. And it is a very big, complicated process that I don't pretend to understand more than little bits of it. But it's moving forward. It's something that obviously we watch very closely, and we try to be involved as we can be.
Well, I remember that I was involved quite a bit in the reauthorization the last time around. It was really one of the few cases I can point to where ultimately Democrats and Republicans came together, and it was quite a successful compromise, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I think most people would say who watch this closely is it's really it almost has to be that way. Because, you know, you have the nutrition programs that are favored by one side of the aisle, the traditional more agriculture programs that may be favored by the other side. And the only way they can really get something done is to come together, because there's not enough political will really on either side to do it individually. And so it is really important that these have to come together, the nutrition programs, the more traditional farm programs and so on. They have to come together. Otherwise, it's basically impossible to put something like this together.
I'm talking with Doug Buehler. He is the director of MSU Ag Bio Research, also assistant vice president of research and graduate studies at MSU. Doug, we've got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about a couple of other initiatives. One, the Year of Global Africa at Michigan State. Your Futures magazine just featured several African-related programs. Talk a little bit about that and anything else that might be exciting on the horizon.
Well, yeah, I mean, our interactions with Africa as an institution, and certainly as in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, are, 50, 60 years old. And the benefits that we have attained from those relationships have been really quite amazing. And, some people will ask me, well, why does an organization like Ag Bio Research engage in some of these international programs? And I say that there's at least two or three very important reasons. One is, agriculture is a major global industry, and we need to be engaged at a global level. What happens in Africa impacts what happens in Michigan, for example. Secondly, we need access to genetic material and other forms of collaboration that we can obtain by having close associations with African institutions. And we've been fortunate to have a lot of very bright people come here and study and benefit. Our programs have benefited from that. We've developed long-term relationships with those institutions. And so it's something that we try to integrate. It's not something that we just look at as an international program. It's something we try to integrate into the science that we do in ag bioresearch. Because ultimately, when the day is over, everything we do is rooted in the science that we work with and how we address food, agriculture, and natural resource issues.
One question that I've never asked you in a number of interviews we've done, and it was suggested by my producer, Russ White. And you just mentioned the graduate students that come to Michigan State, and you fund a lot of the graduate students who are working with professors on their research. And have you noticed any changes in the caliber or in the interests or in the initiative, the desires of grad students over the years since you've been director of MSU Ag Bio?
Well, not really. I mean, I think when young people make the decision to go to graduate school, they've made a decision that that they are motivated. Now, the one thing that I think tends to ebb and flow a little bit over time is sort of what are some of the motivations of students. If you go back to when you and I were young, there was kind of the Feed the World, the Green Revolution, and that was the big deal for a while. And then that maybe tailed off, and there seemed to be more interest in working in private industry and technology. And now there's a little bit more of this kind of the current generation are more interested in some of those issues in terms of feeding the world, where their food is coming from, where the demographics of our graduate student populations are changing because there just aren't as many quote-unquote farm kids as there used to be. And so they come with different interests and different backgrounds. Their understanding of technology is just amazing.
Yeah.
And how do we integrate some of those new ideas into agriculture? So I used to think we used to bring students who understood agriculture into our programs and teach them science. Now it seems like we're bringing in these really bright young scientists and trying to help teach them and understand agriculture and to bring those things together.
So, and they bring all the technological skills along with them.
But these young people, I mean, it's one of the things that's, that is really fun about having a career in an academic environment, because there's always young people around. There's always new ideas. And that's really another one of the great parts of this life.
Well, you can always Google MSU Ag BioResearch. They got a great website. Also, you can access Futures Magazine, an outstanding publication that features a lot of the work of MSU Ag BioResearch. I've been talking with Doug Buehler, Assistant Vice President of Research and Grad Studies at Michigan State. He's also the director of that crown jewel, MSU Ag BioResearch. Doug, always a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thanks again.